Sorry.
Yeah, so I've got to do half 10 to 11.
Well, they usually give her them, like a drink, isn't it?
Yeah, plenty of stuff. All that out as well.
Is it? I know you've got to make sure you've got your own towel in front, aren't you?
She has been, actually, since I should.
Yeah, because I do anywhere else what uses it.
Did you put the kettle on, Mark?
No, look.
Pretty cool out there, so we're not.
Is it? Oh, well. It's dry as one does once again. There's it all for me.
Yeah. Hold on, finish the kitchen out there.
Finished, is it?
Yeah.
Right.
All you've got to do is put a little plinth on and cut the corniche around the top.
Oh, it's a corniche they call that top, is it?
It does look nice. Yeah. All the doors on and all the rest of it.
All the doors on there.
On the units and all that.
Oh, yeah.
Looks alright. It's very nice.
Oh, see, they come flat doors, haven't they?
Yeah, they come flat pack. Put them all together and all the rest.
That's your problem putting doors on?
Huh?
That's your problem putting the doors on?
No, because it's one of those things. You either know how to do it or you don't. And he's pretty good with it. I can't. I read the instructions. And I thought, you've got to turn that one to unloosen the bottom and this one. But I couldn't do it. But he just knows which way to do it.
Yeah.
I think it is. Are they more nice and level in?
They're pigs of doors to hang, I know.
Yeah. It does look pretty smart, I don't know.
I bet. Probably
have a look. You've got to get the tiler in, just to tie off the unit.
In between the unit and the top.
It's exactly three tiles. 18 inches there, so.
Three, is it?
Yeah.
How is three?
I don't know.
How many tiles between the worktop and the cupboard there, love?
Girl?
Alright, no matter, I'll have a look.
How many tiles between the worktop and the cupboard? Is yours level with the top of the ceiling, your cupboards?
Three.
Three.
Or the
ceiling?
No.
We've got about 8 to 9 inches between the top of the cupboard and the ceiling. That fellow up, what did you say his name was now? The first one on the right hand side in Little Devils.
Yeah.
He's got long cupboards from them right up to the ceiling.
Yeah.
Fit right up tight. They look nice too.
Yeah.
They're green.
It's Mr. Olive. Parrot.
Parrot, yeah. He's got olive green type of coloured doors.
Yeah. Well, this. Looks quite nice out there at the moment.
Mid oak, you said, wasn't it?
It's like this sort of colour.
Yeah, it's mid oak. Or light oak.
You slept over the next time? Like it or no?
Yeah, she's all for it now. Nice looking. Means I can take my missus out for a meal with everyone.
Cheers, Kat.
One weekend, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. She gets into it, isn't it? She loves it over there. Way into it she was.
Bed only costs £60. I said, only. £100, she said.
Is that what she said? What's nice about it as well is like if ever you did walk out anywhere,
yeah.
You could always sort of ask Nick to have her, couldn't you?
Yeah, you've had her before,
yeah.
Didn't
you? Yeah, that was before, didn't
it? Yeah, we got Bingo.
Oh, right.
We took her over there and picked her up later on.
Yeah.
I don't mind her staying over there. She don't mind it, though. Gets on alright with Gemma. Nick said she had a bigger Sunday dinner than what he did. He goes, I've never seen a kid eat like that.
She do eat my new, she really
are. And then while I was there, she was eating a bit of chocolate cake. Anyway, she went in the kitchen. She came back in and Heather said, oh my god, I saw what she, I've never seen anybody pinch a bit of chocolate cake off a plate so fast in my like, Ben didn't want it, so she whipped his and all, like.
Still got a dark surf, yeah?
Yeah.
Good. Right now. You tell, when you see Rose, tell Rose.
That's not bad, isn't it? Is that Matty?
That smell for her. That was too sweet for me.
No, I put any in there, sir.
So I can taste it, can't you?
I don't.
Oh, is it a herbal tea again, is it?
Which one is it now? Was it Matty?
Matty, this one. I wouldn't have gone to sleep last night without one.
Our Scotland Cup one night, was it? Saturday night, about 8:30. About 11 o'clock it was, screaming. I said, what's the matter? My tummy hurts, my booty hurts, I can't go to the toilet. And then I thought it was going to be a pretty party, I got a little bored about this wedding. But he didn't never ever cry,
no.
Ever. I said, I'm going to feel 999. I thought he had 5 pounds, so I was like, I really did. I said to him, just go to the toilet, I can't walk. You can get up off the bed. Yeah, he was in agony there. So anyway, I carried him to the toilet, sat him on the toilet, and sort of sat there with him a bit and tried to make him go away, because I thought perhaps he'd probably had a full bladder and couldn't. Anyway, he went to the toilet, went away, and I put him back in bed, and he was left there, and anyway, in the end, he eventually dropped off. Anyway, I was telling our mum about it yesterday, because I didn't sort of think no more of it the next day, right? And our mum said, well, if ever he gets that again, you should opt for a doctor, she said, because one of our boys had it, she said, and it was a blockage.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So I thought I should have to keep a bloody eye on that now.
Yeah.
He was in agony out there. All day yesterday, all I heard was, I'm not soon.
Oh, he came down 3 times yesterday.
I'm not soon.
It's so funny, because the second time, because he came down, I think I was upstairs. And I said, she's with her dad. She gave him about 4, and he shut the door, and I said, oh, I said, no, she'll come at 4 hours, because I got to pick her up at 5. He said, oh, anyway, with that, after dinner, he's come down, and I've said, Scott, I think I told you, but it's 5 o'clock now. Did you call a daffing on me?
I said, you didn't listen to what I was telling you this morning, did you?
No. I think it was when he come back by, I don't know why, but he said, I'll just go and see if she's in. I said, I'll just question her. I'll just see. Yeah. I mean, it makes me tell you, mind. He comes, he says, that. I'll ask, where are you going now? I go down to Arthur's. Well, you're not being in. Not talk to Arthur. Yeah, most of them I don't care about you again.
When we come in, there was a film on Sky, wasn't there? Prancer. Right, one of Father Christmas was very near Prancer.
Oh yeah.
Pretty sad. But upstairs after that, because mum, it was sad, wasn't it? Did you ever lump in your friend? Said what, when the little girl and her dad was
did you watch that London
yeah.
Ruin last night?
Yeah.
That was sad, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Good episode, good series, that, isn't it?
Yeah, it's ended now, isn't it?
Yeah. Or last in the present series.
Yeah, I can't imagine what's going to be on next. Oh, yeah, we do. Next week is that bloody. What's it called? Heroes.
Yeah.
Beatles about us on, isn't it? Next, not Beatles about, You've Been Framed next week.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
What, a new series, or?
I don't know. Just instead of Beatles about whatever it's called.
Yeah, without cutting it, love.
Got like scissors, you've got like the tongue.
I was just having mine done every
tomorrow. I should say, I want it thinned out more than cut short. Yeah. That's what I should say.
She probably had got the thin scissors, yeah.
I should think so.
Tomorrow?
Yeah, did you see that balloon?
Come back.
What was that? Friday?
Saturday morning.
No.
I was still in bed, so it was Saturday afternoon.
Bloody Nora.
Come on, just come on.
out this way, so I did that. So I might go back in the side of it, yep, out the back, or you know, around the side. And he was about that much from the our top of our roof.
Okay.
And he was coming down all the way over there. And he landed just across there. I can't imagine what's over there for the landing. I think he was having trouble, but he just
over, just over where? Here.
The back of Mary Goldie's, down towards where would that be? Home Mead.
So that was a school playing field he'd come down in.
No,
well, I would have thought
no,
school playing just down there, wouldn't it?
Well,
no, it's up here. Yeah, if you think about Home Mead, the school playing field is in Home Mead, isn't it?
Yeah, behind Home Mead, isn't it?
If you're an Home Mead cleaner,
yeah.
School playing field, the green, the grass.
Yeah,
is
but
school.
he was more in line
more
with.
Here, like.
You know where Mrs. Prattley lives?
Yeah.
He was. I would think that he from here. I would say he's more in line with where Mrs. Prattley lives. That's the sort of back end of Earlstone Court.
I thought it was down in the grove.
Yeah, the grove is up that way, isn't it? Yeah. I would say that's all me just there, I don't know. I don't think you're far enough to the right to be on the playing field.
If it was, he didn't.
But
just
he was having trouble firing up.
Yeah, it would go.
You see him pull his thing and he just sort of and out again. So I don't know.
I didn't see that. Well, Saturday afternoon, he's out MFI Saturday afternoon.
Oh, yeah?
About 2:30.
Yeah, it wasn't very late, was it?
It wasn't very late, yeah.
There was another one in the distance as well at the back.
What was that?
You get a lot going up this sort of weather.
This was from Bath, sort of.
Yeah.
Right then.
Our result. Is that a new jumper?
Jumper.
There's some fire.
Huh?
I was going to say there's some fire there. What, with the school? Really? Yeah, I've had that year for a while. Well, he's got a lump coming up down here.
He's got a cyst, lymphocyst.
So, they haven't got to go to the dentist, because they both go together. In
the, yeah.
Until I thought it was this week, but it is the 17th, so I rang Steve. And he said, I'd better open it with the wet runner. I said, why aren't you up? He said, no. I said, why, weren't Anthony going to go today? He said, yeah. He said, but we've been... He said, I wouldn't have got up unless you were.
Well, Steve on ice, is he?
Yeah.
What she'll do is, what I'd do is leave Anthony over here and make an appointment with Ed Master with Steve and go in the
same. Well, is the Ed Mistress and our Tracy said you should have blinked him. Steve should have gone down there.
Yeah.
So I ain't having this.
Well, that's what I'd do if it was me. I'd make an appointment with Steve. I'm about to go down
yeah.
and say that, like, you know, it's not good enough.
Yeah.
Right,
then
I'll see you on
the page. All right,
anything else, got everything?
Got a feeling or something.
Got your little
cloths, chamois. Yeah, got your thing around your waist.
No, that's not good
about it. Hello then. Bye now.
Ta-da. Steve should have gone then, definitely.
I guess sort of now if you did better get into it. Is there another school there or
not? Yeah, down there. Well, opposite of graveyard up the road. Can't imagine Buff will put it there for the morning,
is it? Oh yeah. Can't he be moved into a different class?
Quite a few people are taking their kids out of that school then because of their special needs.
Is that Michael went there, didn't
he? Yeah, he still does. He comes in.
Well, if I was right, then he'd get
Because he's only going to get worse.
On the other children, is it?
Because, you know, he's being a little sod at home.
Where does this kid live?
Down by the school.
He lives by the school,
yeah. Down by the shops, opposite the shops.
Well, by your trees and that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Ben's bird's toy quarry?
It was Ben.
Oh, girl. You're supposed to have told me.
God.
When was it?
Last week.
Did you get anything?
And if I cut a little thing for a little dolly for that stocking. Oh, these poster things.
Oh yeah.
That's £1.25 and you can get for like those things, so won't
it? Yeah.
Cheap. And another little thing. Come to £4. It's more like for little kids, younger kids.
Not like Daniel,
yeah.
Yeah.
What, sort of age 3, 4? But I didn't get anything for Anthony anyway.
Did you?
Yeah.
Right, I suppose we're going to face the house for a girl.
Yeah, I've got to show you the boots, eh?
Not boots.
They rode in boots.
How much was it, girl?
£16.95.
Oh, eh?
School bags, they're 13.
They fair? They fair?
Yeah. You just, that's a boy.
When she comes in, keep this out, right?
Yeah.
And when she comes in, what's that one? Put her left foot on it, right?
Yeah.
And if her foot overlaps it at all, take them back. Because you might be better off just getting a 2 anyway.
Yeah.
Because Scott's in a 2 football boot. The same sort of thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
She's going to wear a thick socks with them rolled down, they do generally, don't they?
Yeah.
That's what I'd be inclined to do. Lisa?
Oh, Hermie.
That's what I'd do. I'd leave that out on top of the telly and say, just try your foot on here a minute now.
They look quite thin there, but.
That's what I was looking at, yeah.
Your feet are fat.
Yeah, but that'd go like
that
anyway.
Yeah, that's it, that spreads out the side anyway.
Yeah, put the. That's what I'd do.
Yeah.
Go in here. Try her foot on it, and if her foot overlaps, then take them back up and get a 2. Because the thing is, as well, I might be inclined to get a 2 anyway, darling, because she wants it to last a little while, didn't she?
Yeah.
It ain't going to last for very long, not looking at it like that, is it?
No housework today.
I know.
Well, I've seen them all in bed Friday and Saturday, and I'm quite curious.
Yeah.
Why? Well,
I got to bed.
If her foot's wider than that, would it matter?
Well, yeah, of course it would, because it would be tight on her. Across. But if her foot's wider, if you get the bigger size, it'll take it up on the length then.
Yeah.
So I'd be more inclined. Let me have a look at her when she comes in. Send her up again.
Yeah.
And just see. Because I mean, sometimes if Scott's foot's too wide for a shoe, I'll go up a size.
Mm.
Yeah.
trainers upstairs, they're 13s and they still, they fit her alright.
Yeah.
They're not tight. That's why I went for a one, I suppose, like a trainer, innit?
Yeah. They look quite a wide boot then, as it goes. They might be alright.
If you have to do, try it on when she's asleep.
No, I'd said with that template, that's what I do with scones. That's what I do with this football boot, so I bought them from. Took the insole out. And just tried it. I would have thought looking at it, they'd fit her again. Myself.
Yeah. They look big enough, don't they?
Yeah. She went to the office. No, fire. My two cousins stayed there and watched the whole lot.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I would have walked out, yeah.
That's why I'm not letting Nat watch that, because it is a bit.
It's not too bad. It could be a lot worse.
Yeah, there's been places she could say, what's she doing?
Yeah.
Yeah. She goes.
Okay, he sort of takes it all in case he goes, ooh, that's a bit rude.
We just put that as our friend's cup of tea on there.
Fantastic kitchen up here, and you've still got that bloody meal.
It's sad, isn't it? Yeah, you've cut your finger on it, you turned
on it.
Bionic knife.
Yeah. Oh, your contrast tube's gone over.
Yeah. Oh. As you can tell, I cut my finger.
Oh, yeah.
Am I alright here?
Yeah. Did you mind changing?
No!
What did you got at the doctor?
Alright, he thought she had thrush because you've had so many antibiotics. I think it's worms now.
What?
Worms, yeah, I've seen one on her. And he goes, oh, I wish I'd have thought before, he said, because that's a classic symptom. Like being red sore down below.
Yeah.
Of course, I didn't know until I went to put the cream on her. I thought, oh, what's that? What's a bit of tissue?
Moved.
Oh my god!
Yeah, curse that bit.
So, I got to get some medicine for all of us in a minute. Maybe a prescription here. You know, so she's had it really for a week, like, even though she was treated for thrush.
She gave her some tablets.
I'm on antibiotics because I've got back to the chest.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Quite sick, ain't we, here?
When did you come in from school then, Hayley?
Yes.
Just went and got her, but
yes.
2 o'clock. But straight to another lady and come on to you. Feel it right at the end of neighbours.
Oh.
Oh my
god. No. She wanted a picture up.
Then the next job was going to vacuum, so he whizzed around with the vacuum.
Oh dear.
Jess got a new car now then.
She got the new one?
The blue one.
I haven't seen that one yet.
Jess put the engine in it, and the other one, the white one.
White one.
You take all the music as well.
Well, what it was, we watched
London's
burning, so it just kept on going while it was on.
We had to watch London's burning,
oh, yeah,
oh Christ.
That. That's the one.
The last one, was it?
Yeah.
Right, I don't mean. I'm sure it's on again next week.
No.
I turned over before they said anything.
The last of the series, is it?
Watched Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Yeah.
Yeah, ages ago.
She watched it on video.
We haven't watched it on Sky.
You haven't watched it on Sky tonight.
She had it on video. It's a good film though, isn't it?
Yeah, because she was watching it at our house one day when she came down, and she had to go home before it finished.
Because they have to tape it for them. We're running out of tapes. Put on my Christmas list. You think you want them before sometimes, don't you?
Yeah.
That's like with that Pretty Woman. Two people asked us to tape it, so I thought, well, there's no way we can do it because we just taped it for ourselves and just had to borrow it.
Yeah. Put on a hire then, because you'll never get it back at the
long, isn't it?
What was the film? Oh, did you watch that Memphis Belle?
Yeah, I didn't think much of it.
Didn't you?
I
thought it was good. I thought it was a good film. I don't want to see that Immediate Family afterwards.
No, I'm not into that either.
Oh, you don't want to see that?
We watched Prancer. Did you watch that last night?
Yeah.
Oh, it's good. Sorry, my little girl's image, my niece.
Is she?
Yeah. Even that said it looks like Ladybug. Yeah, it does, doesn't it? Except for, you got blonde hair. We've got blonde hair here. I don't know if that was right into that. She was upstairs going, I said, that wasn't the real Prancer, was it? I said, well, yeah. She goes, well, yeah, actually, because it's a real film, isn't it? Was it just gone with Father Christmas?
Should I watch the wrestling? Or?
No. I wouldn't watch it. I'd sit and watch it if that was what was on, but I wouldn't put it on to watch.
I go out the room and watch a video in the back room.
He eats it, he doesn't like it at all. Well, he said something like a liver.
Yeah.
Doesn't put on, like. It shouldn't be long before Ghost is on, I would think.
Yeah.
Out on video, isn't it?
There's a film, I don't know whether it's still in the cinema or not, with Sylvester Stallone. And it's called Oscar. Did you ever see a preview of that?
No.
But it's a comedy. Like a gangster's trying to go straight. Apparently, they're hilarious to me. You'll see that when it comes out, but it'll be a few years yet.
Yeah, that Total Recall's come on this guy, isn't it?
What's that one then?
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, is it? I'm not good to it. That Honey, I Shrunk the Kids Whisper.
Yeah. I had that on video just before we had Sky.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Is it that good?
Yeah, I liked it.
Matt
liked it.
Well, that Ernest film's on tonight.
Oh, it's tonight, is it?
Yeah.
I don't know if I like that. It's not his sort of film.
It's very
funny. He don't like
funny.
American comedy at all.
Oh, didn't he?
No, not whatsoever. He didn't like it. So, I don't think he can read books, perhaps. That's on at 6, isn't it?
Yeah.
He watches a movie.
Of course, that Chevy Chase film was on. National Olympics.
Yeah, I don't like that either. And that looked quite funny as well, I've never seen that.
God, do I have that crowd on there?
Glad it does.
Yeah! Did he tell you a seat you see me?
No.
Well, he was over by
I was in bed all day Saturday. Yeah, real well. Yeah, he was working on his houses over by the park.
Oh, yeah.
Alright. Is that an effort or a ghost?
An effort, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, so we're coming out through that little lane in Burton Way.
Yeah.
We should be cleaning the back of the houses, but he said, my God, he said, you get everywhere. I said, well, so do you.
Advert.
What amazed me is the other day I found out that, Demi Moore, who was in Ghost, is married to Bruce Willis.
Is she?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that either.
Yeah. The most unlikely couple, I would imagine. Christmas is going to be here and over with you.
Got your tray up in there?
No, no, you can't have it anymore. Jackie was at first thing yesterday, one of doing hers.
Mind you, you said she froze up and all. It's too early.
It's
a long drag, isn't it?
Yeah. Thing is, the exciting, you know, that's a bit too much excitement. Do you want me into my eyes? Jackie said to me last week, she said, well, it's 1st December this year. I said, yes.
We know, when we were kids, it was about a week before.
Yeah.
Far as that. I put about 2 weeks.
Yeah. That one. Yeah, they could put Christmas back in.
Christmas Day, yeah, Mum. Yeah, Christmas Day. Back up the wrap-out calendar, don't they?
Yeah.
We'll
do yesterday. Can I do number 2 now, Mum? So you like that weekend at Bruni's then?
Oh yeah, and that, he's on, she's still on about it now.
When's it on again? Trouble is it only comes on like at sort of early hours in the morning now.
Yeah.
I think it's an excellent film.
Yeah, it's funny.
I said to our mum to watch it, I said, what did you think? She said, well, the actor was playing Bruni was good. What do you think about it? Yeah, he was. What's been wrong over the weekend then? You had a cold or?
Oh, I got I can't remember what you call it now. Something like tricky. It's all in me
brain?
Tubes down here. All in the tubes, it is. And I had the temperature on that.
Yeah.
So we put your antibiotics.
Well, I taped it and found out at the end of it there was a bit of Die Hard and something else and then something else. Well, because they're a bit that much longer than
Yeah.
Though again, that was nearly 2 hours long, wasn't it?
Yeah.
The adverts come on, I kept turning the wheel, so for Christ's sake, stop it! How's your mum?
Fine.
Good.
She come up the weekend, but she didn't come over because I went very well. My mum didn't visit for not very long.
I don't she pushed it on there. Fair enough. Yeah,
well, she said that she's not a lot of time, but no, she's young. And she's in a bit more because she didn't stay very long, but I thought, well, that's what I know. That's where you want to go in there, isn't it?
Because where is she living? Weston.
Yeah.
What's that? With a relation, isn't it?
No, with a man.
Oh, with a man?
Yeah, with a man. Harry.
Harry.
Harry. Harry. It was alright, yeah. It was good.
Yeah?
Yeah. So happy. It doesn't matter, does it?
There's some women, and you know, there's quite a few, and their husbands die, and they never ever look at another man, do you know what I mean? And not being funny, don't get me wrong, do you know what I mean? But, and yet there's some that can't live without them.
No, I think I'll love one of those. She doesn't like being on her own at all.
She don't know.
Sick easily, or she can't make herself sick. What she can make herself sick.
Mm. So she's not one to play on it if you're not going to school, then.
Mm.
So.
Oh, I got my head. Oh.
Come on there. Hang on.
Fuck it.
There we are.
Thank you.
That apple pie looks nice.
Want a bit?
Yeah.
A bit? What are you doing?
Only a little teddy bit. I might be on the diet. No, a bit smaller than that.
That big.
That big.
God, is it worth eating it, I
yeah.
say?
We'll try it.
Our first homemade pies, just fingers.
Can you do pastry?
Huh?
Can you make pastry?
Yeah. He reckons I make better pastry than him, but I reckon I make better pastry than me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, let's get that air up a minute. It's nice, man. It's lovely.
Kitchen would have made a difference, whatever way you'd done it. Do you know what I mean? Did you cook or shrunk?
Yeah. That's it, I ain't got like a double cooker. Mm. Actually, Arf said the other night, gonna try to get some flooring down for Christmas.
Mm.
Just gonna put some cheap lining down for now.
Mm.
And do the rest of that wood for Christmas. Yeah. I said, and how are you gonna do that? He goes, there's weekends. I said, yeah, two.
Mm.
He said, well, they're about to be rainy days. Well, yeah, they might be. He said, well, I got to do it.
Veins as well.
Yeah, that's it.
So far, yes, I'm washing it's destroying.
Yeah, no, I've got losing the washing machine out of your coat, yeah, as well. I do that spins like
no the washing then.
No, no.
What you did?
No, I took it down because of the
greenhouse.
Greenhouse. Yeah, better put one back up. Oh. So in the summer, I should have put it all on there. On that outside, I'm like, bring it back in. Quite easy, really.
Yeah.
But like, of course.
now he puts it on the radiators and that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's better, Sue.
All right.
Yeah, look at it.
Some trainers for her little girl.
Why?
You know Karen? Adam's mum? Yeah, well she bought some trainers for a little girl and she didn't want them to show her. She didn't know what size to get, so she took them out of it to see what size it was. And I said, well, that is a 13. That'd be a 13 if it fits her.
And she didn't know what size.
I know.
Well,
what
size
size
inside
it. I don't know. Didn't ask.
So
it'd
be a
13
now,
wouldn't
it, mum?
Yeah. Are you fine again?
It's 13, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
13. Yeah. It's 13. I better take my shoes off anyway. Say the song then, Arthur.
Pardon? What do I want to say anything for? I'm reading and I don't read out loud.
Yes, well, you're going to be on there.
Yeah, well, in 5 minutes or so, I'm going to put a cushion under my head. And then you can take me snoring.
Yes, well,
I'm so tired.
You won't be snoring, I know it. You never do snore.
Oh, that's a lie.
You snore? I
don't
hear you snore. Don't you, you snore? Come on. Don't you, you snore?
You tell lies, don't you?
No. Why don't you, you snore?
Well,
through the front door.
For Lisa. Oh.
All change for Lisa.
All change for Lisa.
What's your spellings in that?
In the school bag. I'm not learning them now.
No, well, I'm not what they are. Well done, that. Look, her.
What?
12 out of 12.
Who did that for you then?
Here!